look at them and see monsters, but the monsters are inside your head. The Central Park Five were teenagers, but to be safe you thought they should be dead. You took out an ad in the New York Times, swinging your noose round and round. You screamed and you yelled from your tower, no mercy for them should be found. Some people thought it was real fishy that no Harvard evidence was found. The facts, they seemed kind of squishy, but the boys were still prison bound. Many tomorrows have passed since then, and the truth has become clear as the day. The Central Park Five were not guilty. They were railroaded by the DA. So tomorrow has come, Mr. Screamer. We all know what the truth is today. What will you say of your judgment? What role does your heart in this play? A man who condemns little children, like many of us back then did, should be grateful for all the tomorrows where truth shows its bright shiny head. Then we can see how our vision was clouded, how our minds were shaped by the din. We can imagine the horrible situation that these boys were trapped in. So I wanna ask you, good people, if this is the man that you praise. He's never admitted his error. He's right, never wrong, he will say. If it was your son locked in the prison, and tomorrow we all learn the truth that his innocence was beyond question, would you forgive his wasted youth?